And now it's time to go legal, and we're talking legal matters as we do every Monday at this time with Peter Allam. And today we're talking about non-disclosures. And Peter, on this Monday morning, very good morning to you.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to the listeners out there. Bit of an over-cloudy Monday morning, but beautiful all the same. What a great weekend we had. Weather was really good. Can't complain. We've got some rain. We've got some sunshine. And people were in and out of the pool. Anyway, that's what it brought on the weekend. So we're going to chat today about the non-disclosure agreements. Basically, you know, a non-disclosure agreement is a confidential document which is signed by people, and the purpose of it is that you can then freely disclose information to another party who may not disclose the information that has been furnished to anybody else. It is an offense to disclose anything and can result in a damages claim if you do that. So, you know, confidential information, what is it? You know, it may be disclosure by one party to another of information belonging to a company. Might be personal stuff that someone discloses. And it's in fact not limited just to medical and personal information about patients, perhaps client lists. It covers everything. It covers the know-how, member card, technical, commercial, scientific processes, machinery, designs, drawings, intellectual property, trade secrets, just to name a few things that are covered by it. In other words, it covers everything. And what you have is that in everything like that, obviously, with a non-disclosure, you have a disclosing party. So the disclosing partner can be, it can be a simple thing like, you know, I had one the other day where someone was applying for a bursary, and the company that was about to give the bursary wanted private information from the ex-husband, which he felt uncomfortable with. And in that particular circumstance, I then drew up a non-disclosure, and I said to client, yes, you can disclose now. You know, it's in the interest of your child to get a bursary for university, and they want information to enable them to make a proper and fit decision. You've got nothing to hide. You know, he just felt that they'd been divorced for like 20, 25 years, and there was no reason for his wife to have information on him anymore.
Right.
But it was necessary to obtain a bursary for the child. And it was disclosed by way of that particular form. You know, they were quick to come back and say, we need it, though. We've got to look at it from both sides.
Yes, yes.
We've got to make sure that, you know, you're not capable of giving the bursary. Your ex-wife has asked for a bursary because the two of you can't afford it, and we just need to know what you have. And, in fact, it was quite crazy because it wasn't as if he had much. You know, he had a motor vehicle and he had a home that he still owed money on and that type of thing. So the non-disclosure satisfied him, and he then gave it. So he became the disclosing party in that particular one. Like we said, the know-how, you get know-how. Some people have information in their brains. You know, people work for big companies, and they learn how to make stuff in a factory, which you can't have people sharing. You can't have somebody coming to work for you for 3 or 4 years, you know, sees how you do, how it's manufactured. You've got the TV program. How is it made? You know, it's not hidden, but of course there are the technicalities involved to it. You know, the right formula, the right mixes, the right time to put things together, the components of different parts and that type of thing. So that there, you need to protect yourself against people that work for you in big companies that have got information. And, of course, the biggest one where non-disclosures are signed, which we do daily, is where you've got a rep or someone that's selling something to the public, and, you know, they get to know the customer and they get to know your products, and you don't want them crossing the bridge to the opposition and taking all the customer lists and types of products that you have with them, because it can cripple a business. And that's fair. It's fair that if somebody works for you, you're entitled ask them to sign a non-disclosure so that they cannot, take it up and give it to other people. So you get the disclosing partner and you get the other party, and, the purpose of the whole agreement is to prevent people from giving information to other people where it should not get to. So you will have the two parties that will sign the document. One always asks me as well, oh, what is the duration of the agreement? Well, that you can determine. You can say this agreement, so long as the person's working for you, it's applicable, and for maybe 2 years thereafter, or you can make it a five-year contract. Some people make it two-year contracts when they start. There's no specific date involved there. It depends on what the product is, what the information is that is necessary to protect. And that's what will determine how long and for what products or what it will cover and that type of thing. It's basically then, it gives you a duration, a term. Doesn't have to be a fixed term. Can be an indefinite term, definitely. And then, of course, it's an undertaking that during that period, the information will be regarded as strictly confidential and not disclosed to anybody. So you do not have a right to disclose that information. Neither party has the right to disclose that information. So it's a proper and full protection. The information remains the sole property of the party disclosing the information or of the business that has the information. And if it becomes public knowledge, there's trouble. It cannot be disclosed and be made public. So you can't come along and give out information. often you get people that are dismissed, and then there's been a product that's maybe been recalled in a shop or something like that for some reason, and then to get back because they've been dismissed, they want to disclose information to say, our shop sold so many cans of XY food and it was all called back because it had expiry dates or something like that. That's the type of information that you prevent from being disclosed, because you can cause damage that way. If you come along and you say, oh, Wild Coast Radio produced cans of tinned beans and they were all expired, people are not going to buy Wild Coast Radio canned beans.
Yes, yes.
They're going to get that impression that, something was wrong. Unfortunately, people don't go into it and see what the true position is. Unfortunately, a rumor spreads like a fire so quickly you can't stop it. And that's the whole purpose of the confidentiality or non-disclosure agreement, is to prevent that type of thing, to prevent the fire from spreading, to make sure that the information is kept within the walls of the building that it belongs to and that it needs to be kept to. You can't start going out and telling people what it is. So we also think what is not disclosed. It's anything. It can be documents. It can be drawings. It can be writing. It can be data. It can be a product that's manufactured, how to manufacture it. It can be your sales, your percentage of sales that takes place, your suppliers, your manufacturers, where you receive goods from, where you obtain your goods. And like with the product, what goes into the product and things like that. It's all very well in this day and age, unfortunately, with things that are manufactured. If you don't have protection in the form of a trademark or something like that, or you proper protection, which is costly, anybody can go in and attempt to make something. But if you've got the protection, then people can't do that. That's another form of the non-disclosure that comes to the party, that you've got the people that are manufacturing goods for you. You've got the people that are seeing clients for you. You've got the people that are putting your products into various areas. You've got people that are sourcing the supply, sourcing the products that go in, and all that type of thing. So it's a broad scope of people that are affected by non-disclosures. Invariably, you will find with most businesses that when you sign your contract of employment, there will definitely be a non-disclosure clause in there. In fact, very rare that any contract of employment these days does not have a non-disclosure clause in it. So look for that clause. Be careful of that clause. You know, there are two clauses that you need to make sure you understand in a contract of employment, which are very important. One is a non-disclosure one, and two is the one that says that you cannot go and work somewhere else, you know, for a certain period of time. You've got to be careful of clauses like that. Make sure that you're happy to sign them, that they suit you. You don't really have a choice. You know, if I put a restraint of trade on you, you're forced to sign it, basically, if you want the job. If you don't sign it, the people are not going to give you the job.
Because that's effectively one of the that's one of the conditions of taking the job, is these are our terms and conditions.
That's right. And you don't have the right to say, well, I'm not going to adhere to that. You know, they're not going to give you the job. If you come along and you put a line through a trademark and you put a line through a non-disclosure clause, I can assure you, you're not going to get that job. Unless you're some special person that they can't do without, you know, or unless you bring in a wealth of information with you. But why would a business take a chance on somebody like that? I don't see any reason at all. So, you know, the disclosing partner is there. The other party is there. You know, there's no such thing as sign it and then the other party doesn't sign it. Once it's produced, it must be signed by both parties, because you don't disclose your information until you have it in writing signed by both parties. So be careful of that as well. Often people are conned into non-disclosures, and then you sign it and you send it in, and then the other party just, you know, doesn't come to the party. So, you know, you need to make sure that that agreement is in writing, is signed, is dated, has a time period, and the parties are clearly, you know, pointed out on the agreement who the parties are. You know, it can't just be one person. You can't just get a general non-disclosure either under sign Wayne Peter does not, you know, will not disclose any information. It must say what information you're talking about, what is affected with the non-disclosure, and that type of thing. So it's very important with the non-disclosure that you understand it. And I always say to people as well, you know, if you don't know what it means, make a phone call. Call an attorney. Go and see him. It's going to be a minimal charge just to go and satisfy yourself as to the contents of it, as to what can and can't be disclosed, what the agreement contains, and that type of thing. I mean, it can have an effect on you for a long time. You know, you get a lot of little, well, not so many these days, but in the old days, I remember there were lots and lots of reps that used to do the Transkei travel daily with the stuff in their boots for various companies. Now, to have strangled those type of agents in the old days would have been a hell of a thing, because they only had three or four lines that they were trying to sell. So whatever they could take in, they would take in and sell. So, you know, you have to be cautious, in other words, what I'm saying, as to what you sign. Don't just sign anything. Make sure that it's necessary for you to sign it before you sign a non-disclosure agreement. Make sure the other party part of it, like I said, is a restraint of trade. Make sure you're happy and satisfied before you sign a restraint of trade as well. But two of them are dangerous. They can cripple you. They can prevent you from working. They can prevent you from disclosing information. And you can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's in the public interest, so I must disclose the information. It doesn't work like that. You know, they can get an interdict against you. They'll get a court order against you to prevent you. You'll end up with huge costs in the High Court if you disclose anything once you've signed an agreement like that.
Irrespective of the circumstances.
Of the circumstances. You know, you can't come along and say it's in the public interest. Of course, it doesn't prevent you from disclosing anything that's criminal or something like that. You know, if there's, for example, if you're working for a pharmaceutical company, I'm just using an example, and there's something dangerous and you've got a non-disclosure, yes, of course, then, but you've got to make sure your facts are correct.
Yeah, otherwise.
You've got to find the right people to report it to. Otherwise, you're in trouble, you know. Mm. So it all forms part and parcel of the non-disclosure form as to what it is that is the problem and what it is that you want to disclose. What information are the people receiving? But, you know, and it's in all walks of life, all sorts of contracts that these non-disclosures become applicable in. Mm. That's the other side of it as well.
Yeah.
That
it's
there for a reason. It's got a very good reason, and it needs to be respected. So that's basically the chat this morning. I know it's short and sweet,
but if I can just ask a, and it's sort of obviously it's a sort of a broad question, but just on the duration of a non-disclosure. Now, let's say, for instance, you and I are in business, and we've got a particular product, which obviously there's your patent rules and patent applications and processes, which are also obviously part of this bigger picture that you spoke about. But you and I have developed this gadget, and you know, we bring a third party in to maybe develop software for it. And we've got certain aspects. Now, the guy that we bring in, for argument's sake, to assist, we make him sign a non-disclosure. But can we say to in that agreement, for instance, that he may never, in other words, it's open-ended time-wise, that he may never disclose what we put into our little gizmo?
Absolutely. You know, as I said earlier, I used the word trademarks. You've got trademarks that protect you. You've got patents, more importantly, that protect you with product. And yes, you can make it a lifelong thing. Mm. You know, where there is a patent or a trademark involved, it means that he can never disclose what is there, that they can never use it. Once it has that, it's for life. And you know, the point is that the course will come to the assistance. So if you call in with software, a third party, and he signed a non-disclosure, and then he starts giving information, you know, you would be able to call back any products that are made, any software that's used anywhere. The court will give you an order to destroy and get rid of and cost orders against you. I mean, I've seen it over the years, plenty of them, where you don't even know it. I mean, you know, the big trademark firms and patent firms in most of ours are situated Cape Town or Pretoria, and they have a litigation department there that just comes in and wipes you out. You know, before you know what's what. I mean, simple stuff like that it was not even on a non-disclosure, but we're now talking more patent and that type of thing. But you know, you take all the clothing that comes in with Nike or whatever all these brands
all the copyrights are. Brands and all that.
All the copyrights that are there. I mean, you know, I've seen how many clients haven't I had that have brought containers in from China, from other places where they don't have regulations against it. You know, they don't have respect for that, not respect, but they don't have it in their country, which is a good or bad thing, not for us to determine. But, you know, if they find the goods, they come in. And customs just comes in and confiscates the whole lot and burns it. You know, I mean, I've seen people that have spent thousands and thousands of rands on a container only to have it confiscated when it gets to the harbor wherever it comes in, or to the airport wherever it comes in. You know, so that's not that's sort of, that's why I said the two of them. You know, you've got, in fact, it's three phases now that you mention it, Wayne, because it's a trademark, it's the patent that goes with it, and then you've got the non-disclosure, which doesn't allow you to disclose, and of course you've got the restraint of trade. So there's three things, three factors that are important that prevent you from I wasn't saying doing illegal things, because it doesn't have to be illegal to disclose.
Just protects the intellectual property.
Yeah, it's intellectual property. That's basically what it is. It's the law. It falls under the law of intellectual property. It's the protection of intellectual property, which there very definitely is a need for. I mean, you get people that spend thousands of rand designing stuff. You get people that, well, not thousands, probably millions, producing products. You get people that get information together, that put something together. And imagine if it's just freely anybody can use it. You know, why would I
spend money developing something? Well, it's an interesting topic, and obviously very broad, as we've kind of sort of moved sideways from the original concept. Well, but it's all interlinked, and you know, all to do with the protection of somebody's hard work. You know, somebody puts in the effort, puts the time in to develop, be it client lists or products or whatever, and that needs to be protected in the long term.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you see it in whatever game you're in. You know, people every day look for improvements, look to do things. And then you get the, I mustn't call the person the thief, but you get the person that just sort of lingers and comes from the side and takes up your idea, or perhaps as a way of improving what you've discovered or what you've produced, which is so unfair.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I'm a firm believer in that the protection, the non-disclosure, the restraint of trade are all very definitely part and parcel
of the
same world that we live in.
In very much indeed. And Peter, one last question. If somebody wants to reach you and get in touch with Alam's attorneys, maybe in connection with the topic we've spoken about today?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street off Deborah Avenue where Pep Stores is situated. Telephone 043-7211-018. I'll repeat that, 043-7211-018. And yes, we are very thankful for the calls that we get weekly. There are lots that, you know, even though we're not live on air, but there are lots of people that stream or listen and make the call, which is nice. And they'll also find us on Facebook under Alams, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, add the S. Or they can look us up on your Facebook page or website as well.
Great. Peter, thank you very much. Have a good week and looking forward to chatting next week, Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter. Cheerio then.